Well, thank you so much, and welcome once again to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. But today, once again, we are on the shores of Lake Superior in Grand Marais, Minnesota, as guests of the North House Folk School. And this is our fourth time to come up here, and we love it so much. One of the most beautiful places in the world. I think you're going to love this show, too. Coming out later, one of America's great singer-songwriters who's celebrating his 50th year in music, Mr. Chris Smither, will be here. Also, a young duo and their band, the David Wax Museum, is back on the mountain stage. You're going to like them. And one of America's great, great songwriters, the most successful songwriters who lives down in the Twin Cities, Dan Wilson, is here with us. And speaking of songwriters, two of Nashville's great songwriters, Don Henry and John Vesner, called the Don Juans, will be out a little bit later during this hour. But to start us out, we welcome back a man who's been with us three times on the mountain stage, but it's been too long since his last visit. If you love banjo music, or if you want to find out about banjo music, then there are three figures in the last 60 years you need to know. You need to know Earl Scruggs. You've heard of Earl Scruggs, of course. And you need to know Bela Fleck. You've heard of Bela Fleck. And you also need to know about this man right over here named Tony Trischka. He's kind of in between the other two. And he was a big influence on Bela Fleck. And nowadays, nobody's surprised when you come out and take the banjo and play other kinds of music besides bluegrass and old time and country. But there was a time when that wasn't the case. And here's one of the men who was an innovator and took the banjo places it had not been before. He started playing banjo back in the 60s, got into groups then, and has been in one group or the other of his own or others ever since the mid 60s. He was IBMA Banjo Player of the Year once, and he also has done some theater way back in the 70s. He did Robert Bridegroom, and just a couple of years ago, he did Shakespeare in the Park. He was one of the leaders of the music for that in New York City with As You Like It. He's got a new record, and boys, it's a good one. It's a fun one. A lot of folks guest with him, and some of them are here tonight. It's called Great Big World. Please welcome Tony Trischka's Great Big World.